You're standing there in your backyard, measuring tape in one hand and a handful of dreams in the other, trying to figure out how to turn a few hundred square feet into a powerhouse of self-reliance. I know that feeling. I remember the first time I looked at my own small plot and realized that if I wanted protein, I had to choose my battles wisely. You've probably heard everyone say that chickens are the gold standard of the homestead, the gateway drug to farm life. But let's be real for a second. If you have neighbors who live close enough to hear your morning coffee brewing, or if your pasture is actually just a patio with a strip of grass, the standard advice might just set you up for a headache you aren't ready for. Today, we are settling the debate once and for all. Quail versus chickens. Which is better for a tiny backyard? This isn't just about bird anatomy. It's about the cost of ignorance and making sure you don't invest your hard-earned money into a system that's destined to fail before the first egg is even laid. I've seen so many well-meaning folks rush out to the feed store in April, buy 6 fuzzy yellow chicks, and then realize by July that they've made a massive mistake. They didn't account for the noise, they didn't account for the city ordinances, and most importantly, they didn't account for the sheer destruction a motivated hen can inflict on a small garden. We're going to look at the farm fresh way of making this decision, stripping away the romanticized hobby farm imagery and looking at the cold, hard numbers of space, feed, and output. By the time we're done, you're going to know exactly which bird belongs in your coop and why one of these options is a silent ninja of productivity while the other is a loud, scratching bulldozer. The struggle usually starts with the old way of thinking, that a homestead isn't a homestead without a flock of Rhode Island Reds. We've been conditioned to believe that the chicken is the only viable option for backyard eggs. And look, I love my hens. They have personalities, they eat every scrap of kale I throw their way, and there is something deeply satisfying about a large, warm brown egg in the palm of your hand. But let's talk about the reality of a tiny backyard. A chicken is a high-impact animal. They need space to roam, or they become stressed and prone to pecking each other. They need a coop that is predator-proof and ventilated, which usually takes up a significant footprint. And let's not forget the rooster surprise. Even if you buy sexed pullets, there's always that one bird that starts crowing at 4 a.m., and suddenly your stealth backyard project is the talk of the neighborhood association. The old way forces you to compromise your relationship with your neighbors and your own peace of mind just to get a dozen eggs a week. Now, contrast that with the farm fresh way, looking at the Coturnix quail. If the chicken is a heavy-duty tractor, the quail is a precision tool. These birds are the absolute masters of the small space game. You can house 5 or 6 quail in the same footprint required for just one chicken. They don't need to roam the grass to be happy. In fact, they're often safer and cleaner in a raised hutch system. They are virtually silent. A male quail's crow sounds more like a cricket or a soft trill than a siren. You could have 50 of them in your garage or on a balcony, and the person standing on the sidewalk would have no idea. This is about philosophy. The farm fresh way is about maximizing every square inch of your resource, ensuring that your input of feed and time results in the highest possible yield of high-quality protein without the baggage of noise complaints and zoning wars. Let's get into the granular tactics, because this is where the decision is actually made. If you're looking at chickens for a tiny yard, you have to consider the destruction factor. Chickens don't just walk on the ground, they till it. If you have a beautifully mulched flower bed or a small vegetable patch, a chicken will find it, and within 10 minutes, they will have excavated your seedlings and scattered your mulch across the lawn. To keep chickens in a small space, you have to build tractors or permanent runs, which means you're looking at a higher upfront cost for lumber and hardware cloth. You're also looking at a bird that takes 5 to 6 months to start laying. That's half a year of feeding an animal before you see a single return on your investment. In a tiny backyard, every day that a cage is empty or a bird isn't producing is a day of lost efficiency. Now look at the quail timeline. A Coturnix quail goes from an egg in the incubator to a laying hen in just 6 to 8 weeks. Read that again, 6 to 8 weeks. You can go from 0 to a fully functioning egg production system in less time than it takes to grow a decent head of lettuce. Because they are smaller, their feed requirements are lower per bird, though they do require a higher protein game bird crumble. In a tiny backyard, the waste management for quail is also significantly easier. Their manure is high nitrogen and breaks down incredibly fast in a compost pile. If you use a hutch with a pull-out tray, you can clean your entire flock's housing in 5 minutes flat without ever stepping foot in the mud. But what about the eggs? This is the common pitfall where people get hung up. But the quail eggs are so tiny, they say. Yes, they are. Usually, it takes about 3 to 4 quail eggs to equal 1 large chicken egg. But here's the secret. Quail are more consistent layers. A well-bred Coturnix hen will lay an egg almost every single day for her first year of life. Because you can fit so many more of them in a small space, your per square foot egg production is actually higher with quail than it is with chickens. And the flavor? Quail eggs have a higher yolk-to-white ratio. They are richer, creamier, and packed with more B vitamins and iron per gram than chicken eggs. In a tiny backyard, you aren't just looking for volume, you're looking for nutrient density. You're looking for the biggest punch in the smallest package. The tactic you need to master here is the housing transition. If you choose chickens, you are committing to a ground-based system. If you choose quail, you are moving to a vertical system. In a small backyard, vertical is always the winner. You can stack quail cages 3 high, meaning you can produce enough eggs for a family of 4 in a space the size of a tool chest. You can't stack chickens. If your space is limited, the math simply doesn't favor the larger bird. Furthermore, quail are seasonal in a way that benefits the small-scale producer. If you decide you want to take a break for the winter, you can process your entire flock for meat, which is delicious, by the way, and start fresh in the spring with new eggs. With chickens, you're committed to those birds for years, through their molts and through their retirement years when they aren't laying but are still eating your feed. Imagine the vision of your backyard a year from now. If you go the chicken route, you might have 3 or 4 birds, a dusty run, and the constant worry that the hen Karen is going to hop the fence and eat the neighbor's prize hostas. But if you go the quail route, you have a sleek, quiet hutch tucked against the side of the house. You have a steady supply of gourmet eggs that your friends are actually jealous of. You have high-grade compost for your raised beds, and most importantly, you have peace. You have a system that fits your life, rather than a life that revolves around managing a large, loud animal in a space that was never meant for it. The result of the farm-fresh approach is a homestead that feels like a sanctuary, not a chore. You want to be the producer who out-yields the person with 5 acres because your systems are tighter and your birds are more efficient. You want the silent victory. Your zero-cost task for today is simple. Go outside with a roll of blue painter's tape or some flour. I want you to mark out a 4-foot by 4-foot square on the ground where you think your birds might go. If that square feels like it's taking over your yard, chickens are not for you. That is the bare minimum for a tiny chicken coop and run. But if you look at that square and realize you could put a hutch there and still have room to walk, sit, and breathe, then you've found your answer. Next time, we're going to talk about the hidden hunger, the specific plants you can grow in containers to cut your feed bill by 30%, regardless of which bird you choose. But for now, mark your space, measure twice, and buy once. I'll see you back here soon.